Hey, this is Jason Overcome Redmond. Thanks for tuning in to the JR Overcome Show. If you love this show, we would love for you to do us a huge favor. Go to iTunes, subscribe, leave a five-star review, leave a comment, and share with your friends.
Everybody wants to be on top of the mountain. The problem nowadays is people want to get dropped off at the top of the hill and look down.
It's that I overcome mindset that makes all the difference.
See, the way we're taught is you're going to claw, you're going to scratch, you're going to bite, you're going to dig, you're going to do whatever it takes to get to the top of that mountain.
That, unequivocally, is how I have managed to keep myself moving forward and finding success.
Two SEALs, one mission. The JR Overcome Show.
And welcome back. It is JR Overcome Show, episode 19. Ray, what is going on? 19, brother.
No, 19.
You know, 19 was an amazing age. I mean, when I was 19, man, I was full of piss and vinegar, baby.
Yeah, I was. I'm not going to lie. 19, I was slaying the ladies, working out. And I think I was post rat tail by then. But yeah, man, I was feeling good. Life 19.
Dude, I had a rat tail when I was 11.
Well, you're a lot older than you say you are.
I never had a rat tail.
You never, man, you dude, didn't truly live.
You never, you didn't get laid in high school then if you didn't have a rat tail.
I had a man bun though.
So that's I don't even know what to say to that. Now,
you know, it's funny, 19, we've come so far.
Do you know where I was at 19?
Where?
I was with you. I was in Buds at 19. How old were you when you went through Buds?
22.
The old man.
But I look damn good. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not gonna lie to you. I look fantastic.
We were rocking it back then, yeah. Man. Those
and you know, it's funny.
Times.
We need to let everybody know. I know you can't see us right now, but I'm doing a tribute to Jason. I decided to put on a captain's hat because Jason is a lieutenant and I'm a captain. So today I'm in charge. So you need to salute me.
Yeah, roger that, sir.
It's not happening.
Roger
that, sir. True story. I gave Jason a 1,000-yard stare a few minutes ago. I was really working on my stare. And he fucking laughed at me. And what did you say?
Your 1,000-yard stare is broken.
So I'm going to go back to the drawing board and start working on the stare.
You lost it somewhere. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe it'd work on somebody else. But you and I, we know each other too.
Not
good.
On.
We go back.
Not
dude.
Someone
we go
that's.
Back.
Yeah, you're godlike. It doesn't work to you.
You know, and when we were at Buds, I was talking to you about this story the other day. You remember that? We finished Hell Week.
Thank you. We
finished Hell Week, and I dragged Ray across the finish line. Jesus. He carried me all week, so I had a lot of energy to drag him across the finish line.
He said it, not me.
dragged him across the finish line, and then I know what I did. I went back, and I put a metal chair in the shower, and I literally sat in that chair for hours, thawing out. And then we might have slept for a couple of hours, but you and I went to Hooters that night.
Yeah, we went out and got fucking wrecked.
I think we were the only guys who actually went out that night. We looked like two decrepit, broken old men hobbling around downtown San Diego.
I had bunny slippers on, I remember. I had bunny slippers on and I had those nasty ass, because I was so broke, I couldn't afford anything. Cut off jeans that looked like something Richard Simmons would wear. It was pathetic, but you know what? We didn't give a fuck.
No, hell no, we didn't. Hell no. We were kings at Hooters. So
I like it.
So well, listen, man, what have you been up to? Man, you and I, we've both been running 100 miles an hour. I just got back from Chicago.
Yeah.
I just I did a bunch with the Chicago Police Department, Illinois State Police. And then, you know, the police and the firefighters are struggling, brother. So we did a mental health summit while I was up there talking to them about the fact, hey, man, if special operations guys can... you know, if we've had issues going to war, guess what, man? You guys have seen it also. And if we can come to grips with it and understand that, hey, man, you know, just like we did when we talked to Jimmy Hatch, you got to learn how to touch that dragon. You got to learn how to vanquish those demons. They can too. So it was powerful, man. It was a good trip. But I know you've been out there doing some amazing things also.
Sweet, man. Let's see. I was just out in Chino Hills, California with Bedros Koulian and the whole Fit Body Boot Camp HQ. And then as soon as I finished with that, and we'll touch base on that in a little bit here, I came home for a day, kissed the wife, kissed the daughter, and was out in Madison, Wisconsin, doing one of my 3-day one-on-one conquer mindset / beatdown / just problem solving, team building, you name it. I did it with a gentleman by the name of Mr. Josh Shaw, whom we both know from
Josh Shaw
is a young entrepreneur out of Madison, Wisconsin, who is got his shit squared away. He just wanted a little bit of a mental boom, if you will, We got to meet him when we were speaking at the Conclave.
Yeah.
Good friend with Bradley. And we did some interesting shit. You know, I
saw the videos, man. I loved it. I tell you what. And actually, that's exactly what I want to talk about today, because I watched what you were doing with both those guys. And I was like, man, there's so many people out there that are hungry for this. You know, they're looking for opportunities to make themselves better. And I asked you, I said, you know, what do you think that core theme is related to both the training you did with Bedros at the Fit Body Bootcamp and the training you did with Matt Shawn? What'd you tell me?
The word of the day and what I came up with would be problem solving, because that's what it's about. It's problem solving. That's what I do, ladies and gentlemen. Life is about problem solving.
It absolutely is. You know, I mean, the conquer mindset is about problem solving. So is the overcome mindset. That's what I tell people. It doesn't matter what obstacle or adversity gets in your path. It's about how you figure out how to get to the other side. And so many people, you know, sometimes people are just knuckleheads. As a matter of fact, I was a knucklehead growing up, Ray. I mean, let's be real, dude. If there was an obstacle in my path, the only path I saw was how to run directly through it. And I would bloody and beat myself to hell trying to do it that way.
Yeah.
And then somebody else that was smarter than me would be like, hey, bro, why don't you just go around it?
Well, you know, and I agree with you, because what a lot of people don't know is I know the Jason Redman pre-officer. I know the Jason Redman enlisted, pardon my language, ladies and gentlemen, fucking hoodlum, the scrapper, the one who he tries not to be anymore. But I'll tell you what, me and Jason have been in some brawls, not with each other, with others. We have outdrank, outdone some other, we have partied hard. Now, obviously,
the Jason Redman who got arrested in Puerto Rico and charged with assault only for beating on his teammate. Let me say, I wasn't beating on anybody else. The Navy can charge, did you know this?
Yes.
The Navy can charge you with assault if you beat on another Navy person.
But did you tell the Navy that you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs? You had to break some eggs, right?
Hey, well, it was me and my roommate. It was actually my roommate, my buddy from my platoon. We had drank too much and we got in a fight, and Shore Patrol rolled us up. And yeah, that's what happened that night. So that was back in the day. I'm much more refined.
I love it. I love it. So you know what? Since we're talking about problem solving, let me give the definition of the day. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just recap today. Today, me and Jason don't have a guest. Do you agree?
That's right. No guest, man. Only Ryan, the producer. Ryan.
Well, I'm not a guest.
God love you.
He's more of the host, if you will. He's the host with the most. We're just going to talk today. We're at 19 episodes, and me and him were sitting around, and it wasn't like, fuck it, we don't have anybody. It was, fuck it, let's just catch up, talk.
Well, you're doing some great stuff, man. That's why I think that program, that's why I want to get into that, because I think people are so hungry for it. So let's jump into the word of the day, brother. Lay it out.
Problem solving. It is the process of finding solutions to difficult or complex issues. Again, the process of finding solutions to difficult or complex issues.
So every single person out there right now that is listening to this has to do some problem solving at some level in their life. And I don't care if you run a company. I don't care if you're in charge of a team. I don't care if you're blue collar, white collar. I don't care if you're just an individual. You know, you're a teenager right now and you're going to school and you're thinking about someday I want to be a Navy SEAL. Everything we have to do in this life is built on problem solving.
I agree. It's, you know, and that's the thing. I always tell everybody, you know, and I also talk about problem solving, team building, you know, you cover leadership. I mean, we are the whole package, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what I'll tell you with the team building and problem solving, you have to conquer and overcome the me before you conquer and overcome the we. So what I try to do in my camps is I break individuals down. Okay. I'll give you an example. Chino Hills, California, right? Let's just get fucking into it.
Yeah, you blew that one out. And if anybody follows Ray on Instagram, he posted some great videos of that training. I mean, I know I was watching it, and it was awesome watching people come together and do exactly what we're talking about, learning how to solve these problems. And you give them an array of different things to do that force them. I don't want to say that make them, that force them to have to think outside of the box. And what's amazing is some people, and I know you're going to jump into this, some people who would never expect to be able to do things, figure out how to solve them.
They do. And that's what I tell people. And during my courses, and you know this because you've been there, is I'll actually throw a shoebox on the ground. I'll say, what is that? Be like, it's a box. Like they pause. I'm like, it's a fucking box. Can you fit inside that box? You know, and someone's always mumbling. I'm like, no, you can't fit inside that box. So let's think outside the box, because people these days are so one-dimensional. They only think one way. They're horses with blinders. And in spec ops and, you know, and things that we do, we are taught to think out of the box. So what did I do? I took things from the battlefield to whether it's either the business field or better yet, I took it from one battlefield to the next battlefield. And that is whatever that actual, that individual is facing, whether you're, I had an 11-year-old.
The battlefield of life.
The battlefield of life. Thank you. So yeah. Just so you know, we're at Bedros Koulian's home in Chino Hills. Beautiful. We have anywhere from his 11-year-old daughter all the way up to an individual who's 56 years old. And I'll just give you a quick thing that we did breakdown. I have a 200-pound rectangle log. Why is it rectangle and not round? Because you can roll round, and I don't believe in anything coming easy. Now, in Bud's, our logs were a little heavier. Me and Jason spent more time than we wish on Old Misery, which was close to what, 600?
Yeah.
What does she weigh?
I don't fucking 500.
Five and change. I still have nightmares of that nasty bitch.
Did you know? I mean, this. I'm gonna jump in because this is a little bit of a funny story. Did you know at some point after our class, I don't remember which class it is.
I know where you're going with
this. A class took Old Misery. And for those of you, just understand, so the normal log out at Bud's that you train with is like a telephone pole that's been cut in half. And that's what the students, that's what we have to work out with. And they weigh about 300 pounds.
Yeah, 253 and change.
Old Misery was this giant log. Imagine, if you will, like a redwood tree.
It's horrible. It's fucking horrible.
That somebody etched Old Misery in. And when you got in trouble, that's the log you had to work out on. So Ray and I, definitely the Smurf crew, we worked out with Old Misery a few times. So fast forward about 10 years down the road, yeah, and there was a class that was going through training, and the students got this great idea that they were going to save the rest of the class, and they tried to get rid of Old Misery. They hit it. They took it and got rid of it. And I think the story I heard, the instructors found it. Like, they set it out to sea. And it came like back. Washed in.
I've heard they've set that bitch on fire. It won't die.
Yeah,
it won't
go away. Old Misery.
I actually think it's a curse, and it's just something that was put there by a greater power that helps us become who we are. Just like in life, you know, it is the ultimate obstacle that, you know, it's fuck.
But
we got
to
do this.
Have to go through, man. And they have to go through.
And I'm not going to lie to you guys. Jason really underplayed. If you're in the Smurf crew, we pretty much lost at everything because
fucking
we're shorter.
Everything.
And we lived, we literally spent 5 days with a 600-pound log with, it was me, Jason, another guy, and like two Singaporeans that I can't even remember, Fong and NG.
Yeah.
And they were both useless as a third titty when
not Fong.
No, not Fong,
it
NG.
Was Lim. It was Lim and MG.
Fong
was
an animal.
Stud.
Yeah.
That guy was a beast.
I apologize, Fong. You were an animal. But bottom line, guys, that's where I came up with this concept is, you know, we were the smallest. I mean, yeah, we were mentally tough, but leg width, you know, inseam. We had to do twice the work to keep up with the big guys, but we problem solved and we got it done. So what did I do? I took it to where we're at. So I'll give you an example. We're in Chino Hills. Bedros' beautiful young daughter, 11 years old, very smart, intellectual lady. And I gave her a tasking. I said, listen, you've got a rectangle log that weighs 200 pounds. You were 11 years old and you weigh 80 pounds. So first thing I do is I get her in the right mindset. I said, listen, I pull her aside. I said, listen, this can be done because a 10-year-old little girl that weighed 70 pounds already did it. Complete lie. I had no clue. And she goes, okay, if she did it, I can do it. I said, there we go. So I'm already getting her in the right mindset. So then I give her a problem. I said, listen, my job is to give you a problem and your job is to give me a solution or give yourself a solution. Because I'm training her for the real world, right? We're on an op. You tell me to do something. You give me a problem. You need something done. Do you want me to sit here and go, but no, you want an answer, right? You want a solution.
Solution.
That's what we do. So I told her, I don't care how. And again, I didn't say, like I said, I don't give a shit. But I told her, I don't care how you get it there. You have to get it down and get it back. 20 yards down, 20 yards back. Now, what you don't know is the first 20 yards was downhill. And she did it. She flipped it over, over, over. It took her forever. But again, it's not about time. It's about effort.
You know what? I want to nail that point when it comes to problem solving, team building, overcoming, conquering, leading. I don't care what it is.
Yeah. Yep.
So many people set these unrealistic timelines on themselves. And at the end of the day, it is about finishing. It is about finishing. There's so many people, they're never even willing to start because they're too afraid to get down that path. But then once you start, man, it's about finishing. And that's what's so awesome about that. And that's what problem solving is about. It is about continuing to grind until you get to that finish line. So here she is. She pushes this log down the hill.
Yep. She pushes it down. She gets it across. She's exhausted. She looks at me and goes, now what? And I said, well, let me break it down to you from a physics standpoint. She looked at me like, what? I said, whatever you just did, you've got to do it again, but you've got to do it harder because now you got to go uphill. And she looked at me and she went, okay, Mr. Ray. And she did it. And Bedros and his beautiful wife were sitting there the whole time like, oh my God, I can't believe my daughter's doing this. But she did it. And I think it opened up, and that's what I'm about. That's what we're about. It's opening up people's horizons and showing them that you are stronger than you know. You have the ability to overcome, to conquer, to achieve whatever it is that you set your mind to. 80-pound young lady moving a 200-pound log. That's twice her body weight plus 40 pounds. I know you're the smart one of the crew, but she did it. It would have been so easy for her to opt out or I can't do this.
Yeah.
But I told her, believe in yourself, give me a solution, and make it happen. And she did exactly that. And that's what I'm doing. I did a bunch of team building with the individuals that are there. Okay, and buds, what do they take away from us? Pretty much everything. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I take, during these training sessions that I have, which this was about a 4-hour or 5-hour evolution that we did, I can't take away their food. I can't take away the sleep deprivation. So I'm like, I can't strip them down naked like they did to us. So I'm like, how can I get creative?
Stop getting excited, ladies.
So I take away their equilibrium. I put them all on the same playing field. Okay. And you would be amazed. Certain people can deal with that equilibrium issue. And I call it shell shock. And people go, what's that from? Well, I was somewhere in the world during a part of my life. And these big things came in called steel rain. You know what it is? It's mortars. Mortars from 60mm all the way up to the big boys. And all I know is I was standing beside something that when the mortar hit, it caused that, you know, that
blast wave.
Thank you. That blast wave that shut something and hit me in the face. I got to watch what I'm saying here. And it knocked out some teeth. And when I'm down on the ground, I'm shaking it off, right? I'm a mess. And I look up and I see like Jason. It wasn't Jason going, come on. And I can't hear what he's saying, but he's saying, come here. And I'm rocked. But I know that I've got to get up to save my life. So what do? I fight through it, right? And once I fight through it, you know, yeah, I've got no teeth in the left side of my mouth. I'm bleeding everywhere. But that's not when the fight ends. That's when I got to get back into my fighting position and protect not only myself, but my brothers. And that's what I tell people. You're never out of the fight. Christ, I'm looking at Jason Redman, who's been shot a baker's dozens time. And he's still living here and I can still make fun of him. Not many motherfuckers on the earth can go through that. Mine is nothing compared to his. But what I tell people is you're going to have daily battles, daily objectives, daily missions. And guess what? You're going to fail daily. But as long as you keep the right mindset and you
keep get back
driving
up.
Through yeah. and finding, listen,
it's about finishing.
It is. And here's the thing.
Continue pushing.
Life's going to throw you problems. You have got to solve them. If not, you are going to get passed by. And that's what I did. And it was an epic event.
Well, and that's what's so great about what you're doing. I think there are so many people that may be listening right now, and they're part of a company. And every company has departments, divisions, teams, whatever you want to call them. And so many companies, one of the big things that I like to talk to people about with leadership and teamwork hand in hand is culture. Culture is such a powerful thing. The SEAL teams have an amazing culture of this never quit mindset. We will not quit. We will keep driving forward. We're going to problem solve over it, under it, around it, or through it. We're going to get to the other side. And that's what's so great. If you can instill that into your company, dude, I don't care if you're selling water bottles or water buffaloes. It does not matter, man. If you have a culture that people are going to work together, they're going to figure out how to get through problems and they can have fun while doing it, they're going to want to come to work.
Exactly.
They're going to want to excel. And that's what your training is teaching them.
And this is what, if you break it down, let's talk it. Let's break it down. Let's isolate it. This is what I teach people. Does anybody know what an F6 is? Do you know what an F6 is?
No, I do not.
Of course you don't know what an F6 is because it doesn't fucking exist. Okay? Tornadoes are categorized from 1 to 5. Okay? 1 being a little bit of a funnel to, you know, we see them all the time. We're out in the ocean.
F5, I think, is 200 miles an hour.
All the way to a 5,
hour.
which is 200 miles an hour with a mile radius, which they actually call the finger of God. And this is the mindset that I have, okay? The finger of God, and I actually argue with the gentleman at the gym who's a meteorologist at the local weather place. He says, and I quote, the finger of God feeds off of energy. And I looked him in the eyes and I said, bullshit. It feeds off the weak. That's why it jumps from house to house and it misses things. Because that F5 goes, I can't fuck with that. It knows. It knows because it feeds and it's been around for so long. But here's the thing about an F5. It starts up, it causes disruptive and destructive. Do you agree? But then it goes away. Okay, it goes away. So my thought process was, since I was born into the storm, into a family that didn't want me, okay, I've always been, my mindset's been, let's avoid the storm. Let's wade out the storm. Let's go around the storm. I finally said, fuck it. I will become the storm that all storms fear. And I will be the constant. So, and this is the mindset that I'm teaching people and that me and you go around and say is, listen, this is what it is. You either join me or you get the fuck out of my way. And that's the mindset that you have to have. And I'm going into businesses and I'm teaching them that, minus all the F-bombs. And I'm telling them, listen, whether you're selling that water bottle or you're selling a piece of equipment, you need to go in there and already have the mindset that I am the strongest force on this earth and I am not going to quit. You will either join me or you will be destroyed. And that's what it's about.
I mean, and that's what's critical with teams is to understand that you can, one of the greatest things about the SEAL teams, and this can only be done by doing activities like this, by doing hard things, by having a problem solved together, by both being able to laugh at each other when you fail or when you can't do something, and then you figure it out and drive forward. And people, I mean, we're ecstatic with you. I mean, I remember in Buds, man, Ray and I, there were so many times we got our asses kicked. But then there were those times that we won, man. The Smurf crew came back and won. And everybody, you know, we were all excited. That's what makes people stronger and better. If you are a company out there and you don't have a good culture built on this, you guys are just spinning your wheels, man. You're mediocre at best.
Yeah, you're a horse with blinders with the carrot in front of you dangling. I say, fuck that, man. Kick the blinders off and let's get running. That's what it's about, you know? I believe that, you know? And we took what we did from there, you know, and that's me doing corporate events. But you know what? I love working with individuals too. I work with sports teams. I work with high schools. I don't care. This is what I tell people. If you want to volunteer for this, right? I'm coming. But if you're voluntold for this, don't do it. Don't waste my time.
So you worked with an individual, Mr. Joshaw.
Joshaw, great human.
Once again, if you guys aren't following Ray's Instagram, he had a lot of great videos. As a matter of fact, my favorite one was it your idea? Hey, let's push this Lamborghini around.
It was actually our idea because, you know, this is what I do. I go to an individual's home. Like, let's say I would go to your home, right? And I would say, okay, listen, we can go to a fancy gym, but are you going to use this fancy gym? Well, sometimes. Let's work, you know, work with what you got. You know the deal, right?
Yeah.
If life gives you oranges, you're going to fucking use oranges. So he said, hey, listen, I've got an F-350.
Andy Sarosky, I love all his videos he's been posting from that gym that was overseas.
God, he's
That was, I mean, he's like lifting water jugs.
It doesn't matter.
Like, it was awesome, man. I was like, that's a great example. I mean, you meet all these people, they're like, I don't have access to
it. I think
he
learned that in prison. I think he did some prison time when he was a male prostitute. We love you, Andy. But no, I just said, hey, what are you working with? And he's like, well, I've got this F-350. And I'm like, I don't think you're going to be able to pull that up a hill. And we tried. That's a big truck. And I said, well,
it's a big, heavy truck.
You've got this Lamborghini Huracan. And he looked at me and he's like, what? I'm like, you know, I did a little research and you can pull that front guard off and you can screw in this little bolt and we can hook a battle rope to it.
I was wondering how you hooked the rope.
Oh, yeah, we hooked the rope up to it. I mean, and I literally said, hey, I've never had someone sign a waiver because if I scratch anything on this car, but he was like, fuck it, let's do it.
That's awesome.
And, the thing was, is when we first started this, he goes, I had him position a car just so you know, he positioned the car. So it was going downhill and I'm like, put it in neutral. And the car started drifting down. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to fucking work. That's not what life's going to do for you. Yeah, you know, I'm like, no. And he knew it too.
You're going to get your ass run over by a Lamborghini.
Yeah. So I said, yeah, let the car drift. And it drifted all the way down. We turned it around and I said, life is about battling uphill.
Yeah.
And I said, you know.
Oh, my God. Say that one more time.
Life is about battling uphill.
Man, I tell you what, if you are listening to this show right now, there's so many people out there that all they ever do is look for the easy way. They look for the easy way, and then they can't figure out when they truly encounter adversity why they haven't developed an overcome mindset. If you look for the, if you automatically say, I want to do it the hard way, and you grind through that, it's going to make you stronger. And that's such a, man, that is such a powerful statement.
Yeah, it is. And you know, here's the thing, you know, he looked at me, he goes, I can't pull this car up this hill. And I looked at him, I said, you know what's so funny? And this is how warped I am. I said, my favorite word is the word can't. And he looked at me, he goes, why? I said, because if you take that, what's that little thing called, LT, after the C-A-N, what's that little thing called? An apostrophe. Yeah, I know what it's called. And that T, and you erase those, what word do you have? Can. I love that. And I said, watch this. And I wrote the word can't on a piece of paper, and I took the piece of paper and I ripped those two things off. And guess what word I had? Can't. I said, you know what? You can shove this up your ass and you can do it. And I said, I don't care how you do it. I don't care how long it takes you to do it. You need to get this Lamborghini Huracan to this point, or you need to be in the mindset that your family isn't going to make it. I don't care what it takes. And sure enough, when push came to shove, when it was time to shit or get off the pot, ladies and gentlemen, he did it.
Yeah.
And the thing is now it
go,
has-
Go to Ray's Instagram page after you're done listening to this. That video is on there and it's awesome, man. Yeah, it's just-
It caused a chain reaction of trying new things. Example, and I know I got to watch your time. He was like, you know, I've always been scared to tie my hands and feet behind my back. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, we do drown proofing. We do traveling. We do all this stuff. And I know you know it. And I said, we're not going to do drown proofing, but I will teach you how to travel. And he was like, you know, any other time I would have said no. But he goes, the fact that you showed me that
hang on one second. I want to interrupt because there are some people that don't know what that is. So just real quickly, when any SEAL student goes through BUDS, there's tons of evolutions that you have to pass. And one of the evolutions you have to pass is an exercise called drown proofing, where they tie your hands behind your back and they tie your feet. And there's a whole series of evolutions you have to do. You have to tread water for, I believe, 10 minutes. There's a bobbing drill in the deep end of the pool that you have to do. You have to travel. You have to swim the length of the pool, 100 yards, I believe.
Yes, it's 100 yards.
100 yards. And then you also have to do a series of flips under the water.
With your
like
hands and feet tied.
For the entire time.
And these don't come undone.
And it kicks a lot of people's ass. Yeah. I mean, that is an evolution that people freak out on. So I got to say, I'm impressed that this guy was like, I want to build my mindset.
But what did it was, and what's so important that people understand is that, you know, me and you put on these camps too, is that once we give you a taste for the success, for that conquer and overcome mindset, the sky's the limit. And I can't, you know, he was like, okay, now what? And I'm like, holy shit, wait a minute, man. Do you want to go to BUDS? And he was like, he actually told me, he goes, I think I could. That's a gamble. But my point is once you get a taste for...
You want more.
And that's what we thrive off
and
of.
And that brings us back full circle to teams.
Yeah.
And building teams, teaching them how to problem solve, because then adversity no longer is adversity. It is opportunity. And that's when teams can crush it, man. That's when they come together.
You know, and that's what it's about. And you know, so what I'm doing now, just so you know, is I'm doing my Conquer camps. And then I've also joined forces with Bedros Koulian. We've got a project.
Mr. Man Up.
We've got a project that we're doing from July 10 through 12. Ask me what the name of the project is.
Tell me.
The Project. That's what it's called. That's what it's called.
And you know, it's good. You guys are a couple of marketing geniuses. I can't even really say that because Bedros is a business genius. So.
And bottom line, this is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is for CEOs. This is for corporate individuals who are looking to expand their horizons. The project will be taking 12 hand-selected men through a three-day and three-night immersive experience in Southern California. And I'm going to tell you this right now. It's not for everyone. It's not a fucking workshop, okay? This is not a motivational retreat. This is going to be physical, mental, emotional experience unlike anything you've ever done. And if you're interested in it, DM me, reach out to me, or reach out to Bedros Koulian, and you are selected for this. That's what it's about. It's about being chosen to become chosen.
The chosen one.
The chosen ones. So that's what I've got going on. I've got some camps coming up with Jason. Guys, I'm here. If you need anything from me, DM me, DM Jason, and we will make it happen. We can make dreams a fucking reality.
If you guys are looking, you know, so many people ask me, how do I build an overcome mindset? Well, this is it. You have to do things that push you outside of your comfort zone. You have to do things that are incredibly hard that you have to figure out how to problem solve to get to the other side and then to be successful. That is what builds an overcome mindset. Because when you finally get to the other side and you're bloody and battered and bruised and sore, you're like, I fucking did that.
Yeah,
I can do that. And it gives you a hunger to want to do it again. Every human being will have that slight feeling of being overwhelmed and feel that anxiety when there's a big problem in front of you. But guess what? The more you do it, the more you will build that overcome mindset where you will say, I tell you what, Ray and I, when there's a problem in front of us, we may be like, holy fuck, how are we going to do this? And then it becomes, well, we're going to do it because it's what we do.
Yeah. Failure is not an option, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just something that we say, we believe it. We believe it wholeheartedly. We've been there and we will not. And again, failure is not an option means we will never quit. We will find a way to get it done no matter what. We will find a way.
I love it. All right, man. Well, damn. That show flew by.
It flew by and it felt good. You know, I got to talk about me for 30 minutes. I love it.
I know.
Yeah, I was looking at the waveforms here. There's a lot of Ray, not much Jay.
Yeah, hey, it happens sometimes. It's great. It happens sometimes.
I feel like I'm wearing the pants in this relationship. We got to spread the love.
You are wearing the captain's hat.
Yeah, he's got the captain's hat on.
So, all right, well, listen, let's wrap things up, man. 2 minutes of motivation. Dude, problem solving. Send it.
Problem solving. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, life is going to throw you obstacles, obstructions. It's going to be disruptive. Your job is to find a way to make a result out of everything that life throws you. Are you going to fail? Yes. I don't care if you fail. Jason doesn't care if you fail. What we care about is you do not quit. Life is about problem solving. It's about making and taking calculated risk, using a process to make precise decisions and make sure that you're accomplishing your goals at hand. Life is going to throw you every day bombs. You have to figure out a way to make it happen. I'm going to end with this. Don't make problems, give me solutions, Jay.
And find solutions, dig through them. So problem solving, for me, it is all about being on the X. So many of you out there right now are listening to this. You may own a business. You may be a parent. You may be a student. You may be aspiring to be a member of the special operations forces. It doesn't really matter. But so many of you get stuck on the X of your mind. Your mind tells you, I can't do this. I can't do that. Some of you may be going through, you know, some sort of setback. You've been set off course, or you're going through some major life ambush, some major adversity, man. And all problem solving is, if you are in a real world combat, bullets flying, bombs exploding ambush, or you're in a life ambush and you're just having some, you know, the world is raining shit upon you, divorce, lawsuit, life-threatening illness or injury. All it is problem solving. It is looking around and figuring out what is at my disposal to get through this. What is the path? Ray talked about that storm. You may be in the middle of the storm. It is problem solving to figure out, even though if you can't even see out of the blackness and darkness and chaos of the storm, it is knowing that somewhere out there, somewhere beyond, the sun still shines and you're going to fucking track some way to get there, to get on the other side, to figure it out, because that's what problem solving is all about.
Holy shit. I want to run through a wall. Fucking amazing. I love it.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the JR Overcome Show, episode 19. I am Jason Overcome Redman.
And I am Ray Cash Care.
And we are out.
Boom.
Thanks for listening to the JR Overcome Show. Tune in next time, and please remember to subscribe on iTunes and SoundCloud. Please visit JROOvercomeShow.com.
Hey, this is Ray Cash Care. Thanks for listening to the JR Overcome Show. If you love the show, ladies and gentlemen, we would love for you to do us a huge favor. Go to iTunes, subscribe, leave a 5-star message, leave a comment, and share with your friends. Boom!